Thank you for listening to the official podcast of White Oak Pentecostal Holiness Church, where we cultivate true worshipers in Wilson, North Carolina. For more information on White Oak, visit whiteoakphc.com.
It's the spirit that it contains, and the spirit of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. And I want to say how amazingly blessed I am. But I prayed some things, and I was just going to say, I remember Jessica getting baptized in the Holy Spirit right here. And then I see her, and I'm thinking, Lord, let her preach to me. Ain't that something? I'm going to let you rest, because you know I was going to have you sing my song. But I'm going to let you rest, because I see all those kids. You need some rest. My prayer as I was coming here was, Lord, I can't bring the man of God back, but I can go to the man of God. But God, I know as I pray vertically, he's praying the same direction. Because the scripture says the Lord ever lives to make intercession for us. And I know that there is a man named Thomas Lucas that is still making intercession for this place. And I said, Lord, if there's anything I can do, I said, I'm not talking about some weird metaphysical stuff here, but Lord, you can speak to him and he can speak to you and you can speak to me and it still be okay. Lord, what would you have him, what does he want to say? Now, some of you might say, well, but no, that's totally, totally God. And he'd say, I'm proud. You done good. Because when I hit, and I don't like all the thrones for men and all this stuff, but that's not what this church has done this for. It's because we represent God. And I can remember my bishop coming, and every time I was here, he would kneel down and before the throne of God, before he stood in the position to give the word of God. And y'all don't know it, but when I came up here and I stepped, and I sat here because, God, I can't sit in the man's chair. Now, he put it as the Lord's chair, and I put it as his chair. And I couldn't do it, and then Jessica asked me to come, and when I hit that chair, I felt the power of God like I have not felt it since he ministered in Africa with us at Pastor Niamichi's church. And I have told my wife, and I've told my brother Paul here from Rivers of the Kingdom. I said, I've never been in a service where the glory was so strong. I thought, God, you're going to kill me? This flesh can't handle this power. And I can remember there, crumpled up on that somewhat cement floor, and the glory of God. And I was the last to be prayed for, and Bishop came, laid his hands on me. I thought, I'm just going to explode. I would just be gone. Y'all don't know sometimes because we get familiar. This is the sister row, but you don't know the power contained. Because the treasure's hidden in earthen vessels. But when we see the treasure, we'll sell the whole of our treasure to buy that field. And if we could see how important the one that lives inside of everyone that calls themselves a Christian, that knows the power of the resurrected Christ because they've been born again. When you know that power, you would love, you would honor. And so we honor you today. And I tell you from heaven that God is proud. Because it could have been religion in this place. Come on, this is a woman of order. She knows how to keep time. Amen? But they've never stopped making room. And when the babies were up here singing, all I could hear was that trumpet. And all I could do was shout. Like Bishop shouts. He still does. Hallelujah. So Jesus, you can tell him that we're still about the Father's business. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I want to honor my wife. I want to ask. Amen. She's been my best friend for all of the 18 years or so I've known her. Hallelujah. Best friends don't let you get away with stuff, do they? She is definitely my better half. I've always said that I wish I was a part of this family, and I've always been treated like I am. But I look at the kids and the grandkids, young women, and doctor, hallelujah. Isn't that something? Soon to be another doctor. Amen. I'm going to have to get sick just so I can come see y'all. I'm kidding. And I think of how much I want my family to be raised like the Lucas family. And I'm not saying it. I don't care. I want you to know that this family and that man, if I could have lived anywhere closer, would have been my pastor. You don't know the time I was in his office and nothing was going right. And he was the right thing in my life. Bishop is my bishop. And pastor, you are more than welcome. You are needed to continue to speak in this boy's life. So don't shut up and don't sit down. Because we need White Oak. We need you. Amen. Hallelujah. God gave a word this morning, and I want to give that to you. Can we just give him a moment of thanks and prayer? Father, we thank you and we praise you for this season of honor. Lord, I saw the honor that you gave to Bishop when he transitioned from the earth suit to the heavenly suit. When he changed his robes from fleshly robes to glory robes. Father, I've never seen such a thing. Father, I've seen, just the other day, my wife and I, we were in D.C. at the March for Life, and the vice president was there, but I did not see the same honor that I saw that day when Bishop was honored by all of his works surrounding and giving glory to God. So, Father, we honor you today, and we honor a handmaiden of the Lord, a fivefold minister, a servant of God. And we thank you, Lord, that the things that she needs that no one knows about, things that no board or committee, not even her children, can do for her, only you can do. I ask you to do them on her behalf. And Lord, it's a request that you easily answer because she makes it so easy for your presence. And we thank you for it, Lord. Strengthen her because we need her. Her ticket's not up. Her work is not done. Her vision is not dim. Fulfill it. In Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. Amen and amen. I'm going to ask one more thing and then I'm going to go into the word. I know we've already spent a lot of time this morning, but it's been a good time. Amen. And you're going to eat, so the buffet's not going to close down on you. And we fixed the water, so if you need to, just get up. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask, can we clear space? And I want to ask Barbara to come and sit next to Pastor. Because I do this prophetically. Because God said he's going to do some things that only can happen in closeness. Because you're not alone. Amen? You're not alone. Somebody say that with me. You're not alone. Hallelujah. How many visitors are in the house? This is not normally where you are on a Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Well, I pray it changes. No, I'm just kidding. This is my favorite place in this area. So, but I thank God for you coming. I want you, if you will, to go to John, the book of John. Hallelujah. We're going to go to John 20, and I'm going to read to you John 20, verse 19 and verse 20. And then I'm going to share some things that God has given me to give you. And then we're going to see the Spirit of God do things that no man can do. Hallelujah. Anybody believe that with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. There's no reason why we can't see some more of these young people baptized in the Holy Spirit today. There's no reason that you have to leave this place sick like you came today. Maybe you've got an issue in the hip, an arthritis, a back problem. Maybe you've got a ringing. Maybe you've got a headache. Maybe you've got a sadness, a depression, something that you can't shake that nobody else knows about, even though you did your hair, you got your nails did. Nobody gets their nails done. They get them did. God's going to break it today. Isn't he going to do it, Deacon? He's going to break it today. Your youth shall be renewed like the eagles. Thank you, Jesus. John 20, we're going to go to verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, somebody say shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Not only was the door shut, but there was fear inside. Are you with me? The doors were shut and they were assembled for fear of the Jews. Look what happens. Came Jesus and stood in the midst. And he said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad. Come on. When they saw the Lord. When they saw the Lord, the way was shut. The door was locked. Things were barred up. They didn't have the windows thrown open. Everything was locked tight because there was fear in the house. They were waiting for something to come. They were waiting for the next step. They didn't know there was confusion. Come on. And where fear, the Bible says, is, there is torment. Their minds were unclear. What are they going to do to us? They just crucified Jesus. He's the Messiah. What will happen to me? It's all lovely to be in church and be smiling and be filled with thinking about everybody around you. But then when you get in that car and you go home and it's the middle of the night, come on, and all your problems are waiting in the closet and under the bed to sneak out and trouble your sleep. You need Jesus in the midst to bring peace, to reveal himself. Hallelujah. Now I want to read to you a prophecy that the Lord gave me Saturday on the 8th of January of this month still. Thank you, Jesus. At 12:08 p.m., we had just left a prayer meeting with the Rivers of the Kingdom, a fellowship where we have in Fuquay. And this is what the Lord said. Many things were locked in the Bible. The prison doors where the apostles were kept. Even the heavens can be locked and seem like brass. Anybody ever had that feeling? Prayers just feel like they ain't going nowhere. But Jesus has the keys to hell, death, and the grave. He doesn't even need to use doors. If the way is locked, he walks through the wall. I want you to get a picture of this. Many things seem locked to you. If things are locked, many will walk through walls in this coming year. Come on. They will find themselves in places where they tried to enter or where they could not enter. Suddenly, they'll just be there. Like Philip, who was and suddenly was not. Yet he was found of the eunuch who was seeking the unlocking of Scripture. Seeking the truth of the Word. The Lord is going to unlock things. He is going to unlock secrets. He is going to unlock favor. He is going to unlock blessing. Revelation of God's grace is going to be unlocked. God is going to reveal. The heavens are going to be open. So this shall be, I want you to hear this, so this shall be the year of revealed love. Now it sounds like I got two different sermons going on here. We've got one of those toe-tapping, dance around the church, love to hear how blessed I'm going to be. Everything's going to go great. The banker's going to say yes. The promotion's going to say yes. It's going to be unlocked to me. But God says, this is the year I will reveal my love to you. Do you understand that it's not about your blessing? It's not about your promotion. It's not about your ministry or even your family. It's about how much God loves you. And when you get a revelation, not a head knowledge, that now he loves me. Come on, you got a favorite little song? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I'm talking about a deep, heartfelt. Nobody can tell me he doesn't love me. You can't convince me he sent this on me. My God loves me. Well, you know, he's trying to teach you something. He's teaching me. He loves me. He's breaking it off my life. He's opening it. He's setting me free. God loves you. And this is the year of revealed love, where God is going to reveal to you how much he loves you. It is a year of revealed love. Now, even though God is not bound by date and time, I want you to get a picture of 365 days of I love you. What if we had 365 days where each one of us had people come and say how important you are and how needful you are and how much we appreciate what you do? Imagine what would happen. We'd need all eternity to honor one another and the one who created us in his image. God loves you. Say it with me. God.
God.
Oh, you got to say it.
God.
Loves.
Me.
Hallelujah. Whoo. The year of revealed love. Now, the Bible uses the word charity often in the King James. If you want to go over into the Greek, you hear the word agape. Hallelujah. But many times it talks about compassion. Say that word with me, compassion. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor. Say compassion. Hallelujah. God wants to have compassion upon you. The word compassion, it means to have sympathy, pity, concern for your sufferings and your misfortunes. God wants to have pity on you. Come on. Some of us are still stuck in that I'm just a lowly sinner. Barely getting by. God, if you could just barely, if you could if see your way to look down. Listen, your sin is not God's problem. He dealt with it before you sinned. I just want to tell you about it. I'm not letting you off the hook. You did sin, and you need to repent. But your repentance has already been paid for. Calvary, I got news for you, religion, was 2,000 years ago. And 2,000 years ago, Jesus hung on a cross and the Father allowed him to be beat in your stead. Him to be pierced so that you don't have to be. All you got to do is say in Jesus' name and repent. And repent doesn't mean I'm sorry. You caught me. Repent means I was headed in that direction. I recognize it was wrong. I can't fix this problem, but I'm turning around. I'm going to go back this way. We've left the word repent out of the gospel in this year 2019. You don't hear it anymore. Grace, grace, grace. Yes, grace comes, but it's not going to follow you down the pit of despair. Grace isn't going to follow you down there. Grace is going to stand and say, turn around, turn around. But you still have to repent. Is it so? Did anybody get saved without repenting? No. You had to stop and choose Jesus. He does not force his way into your life. Hallelujah. I want you to go with me, Hebrews 4 and 15. Let's see if we can quickly go through some of these. Hebrews 4 and 15. I'm just going to read this. It says here, and you need to see this, for we have not, verse 15, we have not a high priest which cannot be touched. Jesus is touchable. Jesus is touchable. Which cannot be touched with the feeling. Oh, come on, I'm a word of faith preacher. They want to tell you it doesn't matter what you feel. Well, it does matter what you feel. It does matter what you feel. But your feelings aren't the truth. He is the truth. Thy word is truth. And if he says by his stripes I'm healed, I can feel bad, but I can speak truth. Are you with me? So what I'm saying here is that Jesus, even though you're speaking truth, standing for your healing. Believing that he loves you and that this too shall pass. Come on. He's still touched by the feeling of the pain. He knows what it is to be in the flesh. Jesus wept. Jesus laughed. Jesus rejoiced. Jesus asked the Samaritan woman. He got tired and he wanted some water. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If y'all were just a bunch of youth, I'd say, Jesus used the bathroom. They usually laugh like young people. God is touched. Look at what it says here in verse 15. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Just as I was talking about how important the Lucas family is to me, how beloved Bishop is to me, and how he is a beacon. And how this family is the way I want my family to be. I have a Jesus who is without sin. He made it. He ran the race. He finished well. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And you know something? God doesn't look at Travis and say, Travis, you fell down. Why did you fall down? I suppose if you want to, get back up. He looks and he says, you've already run this race. You've already won. You've won. You've already beat it. How did I beat it? I'm still having problems. How did I get past this? Jesus. God says, you don't understand. I'm not looking at your account. I'm looking at his account. His account is full. He made it. He was perfect. And now my imperfections, God just erases them. He doesn't look. He has red windows covered in the blood. When he looks at me, he's got on his Jesus glasses. Are you ready? God loves me. He is going to reveal his love to me. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Matthew 9 and 36. Matthew 9 and 36. Thank you, Jesus. You to see a few things now about Jesus. And when he saw the multitudes, verse 36, chapter 9, he was moved. Somebody say moved. Moved. He was moved with compassion. He had pity. He sympathized. He had compassion. He was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Now go over with me. Let's go over to Matthew 15, just a little ways down the road. 15 and 32. I will read it to you. And Jesus called his disciples unto them and he said, I have compassion. I have compassion on the multitude. Well, that covers me and you. Anybody in here a multitude? Hallelujah. I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days and they have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away. It's in red in my Bible. I will not send them away. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lo, I am with you even until the ends of the earth. I have compassion upon the flock. 43 years. Don't you think he has compassion on White Oak? You've continued more than 3 days. Come on. Well, I went to that church, didn't get what I wanted. It's not a shop that you come in and buy a dress. It's where he puts you to get you fixed up in your mess. Are you with me? Stop shopping around and find out where he wants you to be. Anybody in here in the military? Ever been in the military? Any veterans? All right. Any draft dodgers? AOL? All right. In the military, do you think that they ask, oh, by the way, where would you like to be sent? Are there any soldiers in the army of the Lord in this place? Do you think you have a choice? Or do you serve a king? And where the king says go, he has my best interest at heart. And if the king says go and sit under Pastor Sherry because I got something for you to learn, you need your life put in order. You need some things that are out of joint snap back into place. You need somebody that'll love you enough to say, honey, you're all right. God's on your side, but we're going to get this fixed. You can't do that. Come on. Hallelujah. He had compassion, for they had been with him on the sick, on the unwanted. He was moved by compassion. Who do you think was moving him with compassion? Jesus said, the works that I do are not I, but the Father that does the works. The Holy Spirit inside of Jesus moving him, saying, go this way, do this. Why? Because the compassion of the Father, the fruit of the Spirit is love. What does fruit mean? Fruit means manifestation. If it's an apple tree, it will manifest apples. God is love. And he will manifest love. And love isn't your feeling, lovey-dovey. Love is doing the best for you at all times. My wife loves me. You know how I know? She don't let me get away with it. Amen? God don't let you get away with it. He wants you to be free. And so he don't let you stay entangled. God will convict you. He doesn't condemn you. He doesn't say, you sinner, I'll send you to hell. He said, listen, child, I got something better for you. Will you let me heal you? Come on. Oh, God, heal me. You don't understand. From heaven it is, let me heal you. Nobody here went up and brought down Christ. Nobody went down and pulled him up from the depths. He came for you. He ordained you. He created you. He wants you more than you want him. But we got to have our stuff, like the preacher said today. She said, we got to have our phones. We got to have our stuff. Stuff ain't bad. But there is a spirit called distraction. And distraction brings confusion. And when you're distracted, you get confused. And when you're confused, you lose which way. And that's when you have to say, wait a minute, I repent. I'm turning back. And I'm going this way with God. God wants you to be free from distraction. God don't care if you watch the football game. He'll sit down and watch. He'll say, yeah, that one belongs to me. And that one belongs to me. And that one's showboating, but I'm going to get him. Come on. God's not just in the church. Amen? God is everywhere. God wants to be everywhere. And it's silly to me that, well, they've left God out of the schools. How are you going to do that? How are you going to take the one that holds everything together by the power of his word and tell him he ain't here? He's like, I'm here. I just won't force my way into your life. You have to receive me. You have to let me. Do you know the book of Revelation wasn't written to the sinner? I stand at the door and I knock. God is knocking on our lives. Even pastor, same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still saying, come on, daughter, I want to show you some things, some rooms in my house you've never seen before. I want to treat you to some things you've never understood. I want to reveal love to you. And you think, how can we, the scripture says, we won't know the height or the depth or the breadth or the length of his love. But Paul prayed and said that you might have intimate relationship with it. God, he is not just compassionate. He is passionate about you. Are you with me? God is passionate about me. Say that with me. God is passionate about me. This year, he's going to take every day, every moment, and he's waiting on you to say, reveal your love to me. Hallelujah. And there's a point when you're so filled with love, you don't have to work up whether or not to flip that person off. Come on. Can I be real? You don't have to figure out, is it going to be a fight on the way home? Come on. There won't be a problem. Am I going to do something I shouldn't do? Because the love of God will so fill you, all you'll want is more of it. We don't understand. We try to be good all by ourselves. You weren't never good all by yourself. You have to be filled with the Energizer Bunny. You got to let the glory of God, the love of God, so fill you up that it causes you to do good. It causes you to love your neighbor. It causes you. Why? Because if I'm so filled with love, but the church is running on low, Pastor. We're running on our reserves right now. The water's been shut off somewhere upstream. And God said, I'm going to reveal a source of water that's going to feed the multitude. And everyone can come and drink, Mama. God wants everyone to drink. Taste and see that the Lord is good. The bill has been paid. The water is on. The electricity is flowing. Jesus said, come, all you that are heavy laden. And I'll give you rest. But you don't know. He said, I know it all. And I still want you at my table. What a kind of a God is this? He doesn't have love. He is love. He couldn't stand being by himself. He said, I got to have somebody to love. He's moved with compassion. Go to Mark 1, one of my favorite portions of Scripture. Are you with me today? I pray that you be so stirred up to hunger that you'll let God love you this year. Hallelujah. See, I got to get rid of all the religion. That takes a long time because Rome wasn't built in a day. We had some good, well-meaning preachers that put a bunch of crud in your life. Gotta do this, gotta do that. You never know what gotta do. I know what he'll do. He'll do what's best. Do you know that death is the enemy? Somebody read your Bible. Death is the enemy. And God said, I'm going to put it under the feet of my people. Come on, in the last day. Every one of us that call on his name. We'll change these earth suits for our glory suits. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you deserve it? Did you pay for it? You got a credit card? You can put that on? Mark chapter 1. Have mercy. I brought Paul so Paul could keep me in line. Is Paul doing an all right job? Say thank you, Paul. Hallelujah. Now, ladies, I want to ask you this, mothers of the church. I want you to make sure that you love that white right off of him later on today. Just hug him, kiss him, squeeze that mess right off of him. Glory to God. I want to embarrass him. Am I doing a good job? He's a little red now. He's red. He'll get me back. He's good at it. Paul is a faithful man of God. He and his wife serve. They minister, go out on the streets. He was with my son ministering on NC State campus. Just sharing Jesus with him. I won't say that the sinners were running from you, brother, but he was telling us a story on the way up here. But he hears from God, and he hungers for God. Amen. And I'm grateful that he allows me to call him my friend. Amen. So love all that white right off him. Hallelujah. You know I can say it. You expected me to say it when I came. Hallelujah. Mark 1, God have mercy before I have to repent. Go the other way. Here we go. Verse 40, and there came a leper unto him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him, and said unto him, if you are willing, a leper, an outcast, the worst of the worst. I've told the story of being up in the mountains of India and seeing that leprous woman, and she had no nose, and her fingers were white like a sheet and curled backwards on themselves, and she was all huddled up. And I thank God the Christians honored her. She was the only one out of a room, not even this big, everyone sitting on the floor. Other than us, she was the only one they gave a chair to. That was honor. Hallelujah. God healed that woman. And this leper comes up to Jesus and beseeches him and kneels down to him and says to him, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Here's the problem that we run into so much. Because we live with ourselves 24/7 and we don't see ourselves as God sees us, with the compassion and the love and the mercy that he is toward us. We know that Jesus can heal. We know that he wants to fix it. We know that he'll see us through. We know that he is the light, the morning star, that even though it's midnight, joy will come in the morning. But we don't experience it because we still wonder if he's willing to do it for us. I heard you did it for that woman up in India. I know about the testimonies from Africa. But will you do it right here in White Oak? Are you willing? Look what Jesus has to say. Come on and look with me. Jesus moved with compassion. I'm telling you, he couldn't keep his hands to himself. His hands shot out from him. The greater one living on the inside of him. The Father of lights, the Ancient of Days, the love of all things good and pure. Shot those hands out. Moved by the Holy Spirit, he said, I am willing. My God, no respecter of persons. Doesn't love Barbara more than he loves me. He should, but he doesn't. Come on. I am nowhere near like this woman of God. Like either of these women. I don't even hold a candle to them. Yet my portion is the same as Jesus. He doesn't give a little bit to me and a lot to them. But you know, that's T.D. Jakes, and I just got this. You know, I got a half Holy Ghost inside me. He must have a whole Holy Ghost inside him. Come on. You don't get God in portions. It's either all or nothing. You just don't know what the whole loaf contains. You've only seen what your little eyes can see. But eyes have not seen, nor have ears heard, the things that he's laid up in store. It's not about gold streets and mansions. He's saying, I've got me waiting on you. God. I receive your love. I believe you love me. The only thing that stands between me and the fullness of the love of God is me. You don't hear that much, do you? You either have religion telling you all the things you got to do to make God happy. Well, you know, if you fast abs 40 days and you pray every night and you ring this bell and you drink this water and you buy this prayer cloth, well, maybe I can shut myself away and say, God, you did it for that man. That lady over there has your presence like that. Here I am too. Amen. There is a reason that you are here, and it is to experience the fullness of God. God did everything he could, and one day he's going to roll all this mess up because it's in the way of the fullness of God. Are you with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say, God loves me.
God loves me.
Jesus said, I am willing, and he put forth his hand. Leprosy, contagious. And he touched him. He touched him. He touched him. Some of you just need to let him touch you. You need to let him touch you. Remind me of that child that comes running up to mommy. Mommy, 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 I hurt myself. I hurt myself. I hurt myself. Well, let me see. No! You hurt me. Well, let me just take the bandage off. Oh. Come on. Am I in the house? Anybody know what I'm talking about? You might be 80 in here, but you ain't nothing but a child of God. Stop hiding your wounds and bring them to Jesus. Let him touch you. Let him heal you. You know what? I'm broken. Well, join the club. God ain't got nothing but broken children that he's fixing. Hallelujah. He ain't got another. Well, that church has got all kinds of. That person did. They didn't. Nobody shook my hand. I was sick 3 days and nobody knew about it. Did you tell anybody? No, but they just should have known. You ain't ever heard that, have you? Thank you, dear. I got to finish. Jesus was moved with compassion. He's still moved with compassion. Love revealed. I got to see where I can go, Lord. Hallelujah. Revealed. The word revealed. Say that with me. Revealed.
Revealed.
This is the year of revealed love. The word revealed means this: make previously unknown information known. To reveal is to make something that was not known, known. You didn't know that God had your back, but he wants to make it known. He still got your back. You didn't know how you were going to make it when your whole world fell apart and there was nobody else that could help you. I've been there to a certain extent, but I want to tell you what. For everything you think you're going through, somebody's going through worse. Hallelujah. You're just having a fight. What happens when there's nobody left to fight with? Come on. You're despairing because you feel so bad about life. But there are people that have nothing in this life. And they still get up every day and push through. God's going to reveal. He's going to make known some things that were previously unknown to you. Not what you know with your head. He's going to show some things to your heart.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Say this with me. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
You may
make it known.
Anybody in here ever not been saved? If you're saved in here, lift your hand up. Hallelujah. That's just about everybody. You remember what it was like when you weren't saved?
Amen.
If you had known then what you know now, wouldn't you have not put it off? Come on. You would have canceled that last club date, wouldn't you? Said, I'm sorry, I'm going to church. If you had known then what you know now. Come on. A Imagine God supernaturally taking what you don't know and showing you now what might take you 20 years in the Lord to learn. Amen. He wants to reveal it in 1 year. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. Revealed love. Revealed love. See how I can cut this short. It's a long word. He might be, keep us here all day. I'm a little hungry. I hope that water's still turned on. I want you to think about what the prophets in the Old Testament saw. Think about what they saw. They saw fire come down from heaven. They saw a wheel within a wheel. Come on. They saw a day where the king sits upon the throne. But still, these are just things that they saw because God was on them. Go with me, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, chapter 1. Hallelujah. See, I've been gone 3 years, so it's going to take me about 3 days to finish this. I'm just playing. When half of you go to sleep, I'll stop. The first few, you don't bother me. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Are you still there? Let's finish up. Think of what the prophet saw. Let's go to 2 Timothy 1. And I'm going to read starting at verse 8. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel, equal to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according or equal to what we have done, our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which has already been given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. But now, somebody say now.
Now.
But now made manifest. It's been revealed. It's been shown by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life, somebody say life,
life,
and immortality to light through the good news. Good news. Hallelujah. God has revealed his love through Jesus Christ. God has not just put his Spirit on us. God has put his Spirit on us, with us, and in us. Ezekiel wishes he had what you have. David desired to see God the way God can reveal himself to you. Are you with me? Isaiah, Elisha, Elijah. They had God on them, but you have God in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. We don't live inside. We live too much on the outside. But it's time we stop living so much concerned, as the preacher said today, on the outside things, the distractions, and start living from the inside. Jesus is in my heart. I am with him. I'm in Christ, in God. Do you know through Jesus? Not only can I sit in this chair today, which is a tremendous honor, but above all honor, I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I sit at the right hand of God. What can he reveal to me? Well, you don't. Who do you think you are? I'm a nobody, but I know somebody, and his name is Jesus. If we would get it, God. Help me get it, God. Reveal it to me, God. Show it to me till it becomes more of my focus than anything else. Somebody say, Christ in me.
Christ in me.
The hope of glory.
Hope of glory.
To God be the glory. All right, let's finish up. John 1 and 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him. He came to his own, but his own did not receive him. Oh, Jesus walks the pews today. Come on. Well, that's the Jews. I'm telling you, Christians, Jesus comes into many churches and nobody receives him. Send him on down. Send them on down. Oh, Jesus, not today. Lord, let the Holy Ghost. It's not on my program, Lord. You ain't on the bill. I look for a day when all we have to do is come together and say, Lord, we invite you, and we just let him be himself. But as many as received him, to them, say me, he gave the right. Well, you ain't got no right. I know what you used to do. My rights don't come from you. I love my wife, and she can tell me where to go. That's a double-edged. But she can't give me the right. God gives me the right. I honor my government, but my rights don't come from them. Unalienable rights. Even a righteous government recognizes we didn't give you these rights. We're just here to protect them. I have a right before God to be his child. Jesus gave me the right. You got a problem? Go see him. He's in the office. Hallelujah. He gave the right to become children of God to those who believe in his name. Anybody believe in his name?
Amen.
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. God caused me to be his child by birthing me again, not on the outside, but on the inside. And whosoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, 1 John 4 and 15, is the Son of God. God abides in him. And he in God. Whew. My wife can't even get that close. Come on. Only God. Glory to God. God abides in him and he in God. And we have known, we have intimate understanding and relationship and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. He has been revealed to those who believe in his love.
Amen.
Be it done unto you according to your belief.
Amen.
We shall be revealed. The last thing I have to say. We shall be revealed this year as the children of love. When the Father, who is love, reveals his love by the Holy Spirit through the person of Jesus Christ, and we believe and receive that love, we won't be able to contain it. There's no height, depth, or breadth. It's going to spill out. And when it does, you don't know why you were moved with compassion and laid hands on that lady in the grocery store, but all of a sudden you said, in Jesus' name, I just pray for you right now to be healed. Woo! Right in the middle of the frozen peas. Come on. Anybody ever been driving down the road and you were driving good, but they wanted to call you number one and scream at you for no reason? Why? Because when you show up, devils cry out. Because when love shows up, hate can't stand it. You know what side I know to choose in this world? I choose the side of love. Not fake love. I look at those that spew hate and I say, they're not on my side. Come on. I choose love. Hate is filled with lies. It lies on people, makes things up. It crucifies messiahs. But love says, you can beat on me, but I ain't going to change. I'm going to love you. I'm going to tell you what you're doing is wrong. Jesus said, you vipers. But he still died for them. I wonder if there's anybody in here today and you want a revelation of God's love. How's God going to reveal himself to me? You have to open the door. It's not easy. You've been hurt. You've suffered loss. You're lonely. You're depressed. You're anxious, fearful. See, perfect love casts out all fear. Amen. When love shows up, you're not afraid. I've been in the back room of a so-called motel in the mountains of drug-infested Kenya, and the lights all went out, and there wasn't anybody else in there, and they had all these other rooms, but they put these two hoodlums in the room right next to me, and the lights are out, and the spiders there, they ain't small. And God said, I will make them lie down in perfect peace, whom I love. And I said, Lord, I'm going to choose to lay down in faith. In love. I do not receive these thoughts. I lay down in love. And I'll never forget the love of God. Hallelujah. When you're a parent, you recognize that love. Because if you're really a parent, especially a Christian parent, you would die for the life that you've created. Now, we didn't create them. We know that. But you know what I mean. God created you. He died for you because he loves you. He accepts responsibility even for your mess. That's a daddy. Bishop, he's a good daddy. The fruit is all around us. I pray I'm a daddy like him. But you know what made him a good daddy? He knew what a good daddy looked like.
Amen.
It had been revealed to him.
Amen.
And it doesn't come in one big vision. It comes day by day.
Amen.
Opportunity by opportunity. Mm-hmm. If you're in this place today, I want to tell you one quick testimony, and then I want to pray for some folks. When I first started traveling international, we would go to Haiti. Haiti is a place beyond witch doctors, poverty. I could take a whole service just to share. But I was there, and we were ministering in a soccer field to about probably 7,000-8,000 people. I mean, they'd come. I don't know where these people came from because there was nothing but desert all around us. But they were there. And we're there, and it's the end, and I preached the word of God, and as you know, Pastor, if you preach it, you better demonstrate it. That's the way it works. Give God an opportunity to show what he just preached through your mouth. So God's going to show some love in this place today. Are you with me? God's going to heal some people today in this place. God's going to deliver some hearts today in this place. And I was there, and I was in front of all this crowd, and I'm telling you, they don't know rules and laws. I mean, they are very lawless. You want to know, fly on a plane over there and be a stewardess. They kiss the ground when all those Haitians get off the plane because none of them obey. We're landing, okay, and they're not used to it. Culture means a lot. It means a lot. But they don't have that kind of culture, training. And so they don't know if someone in authority tells you it's to keep you safe. Anyway, we've got all these people, and the Lord speaks to my spirit. I'm going to open wombs today. I'm going to unlock some wombs today. And instead, After I call and I say, all right, if there's any ladies out there and you've been desiring you and your husband to have a child, but you haven't been able to conceive yet, or maybe you've had a lot of miscarriages and you're suffering with the loss and the pain and the difficulties that have happened because of those miscarriages, I want you to know that God wants to heal you today. And I didn't just say that to say that was what I said in Haiti. I'm saying that that's what the Lord spoke to me to speak in this place here today. And I don't know in this place if you've suffered with the pain of the loss of a child, if you've suffered with the pain of a miscarriage, or maybe you've been desiring to have a child and you haven't been able to conceive and you've done all these different things and science says, well, you got to pay thousands of dollars for this, that, and the other. But my God, He created the womb. He can unlock it. Amen. And four or five ladies came down. And then I said, now, if there's anybody else that needs healing, and I messed up, I missed God. I missed God. Did God want to heal everybody? Yes. But God says, you do it my way, my time. It's not you, son. Don't take your formula and try to apply it. Let me move you. Are you with me? See, God can be in this place and heal everybody in here. But if you're not open to receive, there'll be no movement of the Holy Spirit. It is not up to the preacher whether God moves, because He'll move the preacher out of the way. It is up to the heart that says, me, God. Do you think God won't overcline that pulpit just to get to a hungry heart? We're so locked into our man and woman of God, and it's a wonderful thing, and we should honor them. They're worthy of it. We honor the one that sent them and called them and equipped them and put them into training for our behalf. But I come for Jesus. I love my pastors. I love my evangelists and apostles, but they're not my Jesus. And I said, anybody else that wants healing? And all of a sudden, the entire crowd rushed the stage. It was a mob. And I'm thinking, and I had about 12 pastors up there. I said, find somebody to pray with. And I knew the man who was my mentor at the time when it was all said and done. And he's on his bed in our room, which was not a Sheraton, by the way. It wasn't a local hotel. He's like this, praying. And I'm like, slowly stepping in the room. And he said, you missed God, didn't you? I said, yeah. He said, you learned something? I said, yeah. The next morning as we get up to eat, and folks in Haiti, if you have any leftovers, there's somebody outside the door waiting for your leftovers to eat. We didn't have beef. We had noodles and hot dogs. Noodles and hot dogs. Thank God for chicken. And Bishop made some mean chicken when we were in Kenya. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, the host pastor, it was his compound, his school in Haiti, he said this. He was so quiet, hurt. And he said, Travis, my sister has been trying to get pregnant. My sister's been trying to get pregnant for over 3 years or so, and she was one of those six ladies. Folks, I've come to White Oak to tell you it's not just about clapping and shouting and good things. It's about good things flowing through you by having a relationship with love. What would happen if we honored Jesus every day the way we honor Bishop today? Huh? We love him like we love on Sherry, love each other. What would happen? I wonder, no, today. Is there anybody in here who says, I want God to reveal his love to me? Anybody in here? See, that's me. That's me. Anybody in here, you've got something going on in your body and you say, you know what? I'd really like for you to pray. I believe God loves me enough that he's going to do something about it today. Anybody in here? Lift your hand up. Is that you? Amen, prophetess. Hallelujah. You know, preachers need prayer too, don't they? We need prayer. I'm telling you, I count on that man over there and our team to pray for me. I wouldn't be here. And now I wonder if there's anybody in here and you've maybe been like that lady I was talking about. Maybe you've had the loss of a child. Maybe you've been trying to conceive and you and your husband it's just not happening. God wants to unlock some things for you today. Maybe you're in here and you're eat up with fear. I remember we prayed and broke some spirits of fear in this place. And now I see some of those young ladies singing without fear. Amen? You're in this place and you need God's love. You need a manifestation of the love of God to touch you. You need a manifestation of God's love to break some things. And you said, I know where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. If you're here today and you want prayer, he is here. If you receive, he's willing to give. Amen. If you look to me, you've already missed it. But I'm here to agree with you. It's already done. Are you with me? I wonder if you bow your head right quick. Let's take care of business. Father, I thank you for every soul in this place. Filling them with love right now. Let every tank, let every preconceived notion, let every religious spirit be broken and let the love of God flow. Flow into the young people. Flow, Lord. You can fill them just like you filled Jessica. Look at what the Spirit of God is doing in her life. Oh, God, flow in this place. We invite you to manifest yourself, Lord. Not I, but Christ. Have your way, Lord. We invite you in this place. Some of you in here, you may need to repent. You may need to turn from some things. It's nobody's business, but God knows. He's in the business. He's in the business. The Spirit of the Lord recently spoke to me. He said, son, I'm in the business of sin. I said, what does that mean? How could God be in the business of sin? He said, I trade it. I trade sin on a daily basis. I trade sin for righteousness every single day. God is willing to take your sin and trade it for righteousness today. He's willing to take your depression. He's willing to take the death. He's willing to take the loneliness and trade it for himself. Will you give it to him today? If you're in this place and you need to repent and you need to ask God to forgive you and help you, and meet you right where you're at. I want you to do something. Every head bowed. Those of you in this place and you say, God, I know that I'm not right with you. But today I believe you love me enough that it's not me. It's not me, it's you. And I call on you to help me. If that's you today, I want you to lift your hands up. Say, Lord, I want to be saved. I want to be healed. I want to be delivered today of this problems. Maybe you've got an issue. Maybe you've got some addictions. Maybe you've got some secret things nobody else knows about. Maybe you're carrying the shame, even the shame of abortion or the shame of a failed relationship. God said, if you'll turn away from that shame, I'll give you joy and I'll take it away from you. If that's you today, lift that hand up. I see your hand. Say, Lord, forgive me. I want to pray this prayer with you right now. Let's all say this prayer together. Say, Father God, forgive me of my sin. I repent and turn to you. Fix me. Help me. Love me. I receive you. Receive me. And I thank you, Jesus, for paying the price. I am forgiven. It is over. I am born again. In Jesus' name. Now, I know that there are people in here that you're hurting in body, but I want to ask you right now, if there's anybody in here, no shame, this is family, and you've had problems in childbirthing, you've had problems with preemie babies, you've had problems maybe even with God Almighty, stillborn. or children that have passed, and the doctors say that some of the things aren't right, they're not in alignment. God wants to heal that today. God wants to heal you. God wants to give you joy. If you're in this place and you say, I'm having problems conceiving, God wants to give you the desires of your heart. You think it's you that wants a child, but it's God that wants another baby. If you're in this place today, I'm going to ask you to do something bold, but you're going to have to want it. You're going to have to get up here and say, God, that's me. I want to be healed from my past. I want to be set free from those hurts. I lost a child. You didn't lose a child. That child, his father knows exactly where that child's at. If that's you, you don't need to carry this shame anymore. You don't need to carry this pain anymore. I want you to come up and we're going to pray. God is lifting it even now. Thank you, Lord. I see three ladies in this place that you need to come forward. It's either because of issues with childbirth in the past or having difficulties conceiving or the pain that's been afflicted. Your body's still not quite right. Maybe you have reproductive issues. God's going to heal them. God showed me you today. It's very difficult because I've known you from a child, but God not only desires you to be fruitful, you will not only conceive, but you will bring forth. And not only will you carry on a line of righteousness, but unto your children's children shall be the anointing to shepherd the people of God. And I will require of you only one thing, my child, to sing of my goodness, to sing of my goodness. For you are not shut up, saith the Lord. You are opened. You are adequate. You are sufficient. I bring to you strength. I bring to you encouragement. I bring my love. Paul, come stand with me, brother. Stretch your hand forward. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm waiting on the Holy Spirit to show me exactly what to do. But right now, He is changing. I'm telling you, it's going to feel like a pancake flop inside of you. And there's a change, like an opening. Brother, I'm going to lay my hands on your belly. The fire of God is going to break some things. And everything that you wondered, is this going to happen? Am I the problem? Is there an issue? What's going on? And there have been things where I see you driving, crying out to God, saying, God, help me, help me. God says, son, not only am I going to help you, I'm never going to leave you. Burn, 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 burn. God, this man of God. Oh, this man of God. Fire! The passion of God. The love of our Father. Now I lay my hand on your chest, and when I do the presence of God, you speak in tongues, brother? Baptized in the Holy Ghost? You want to speak in tongues? You need to pray in tongues every day. You ready? I'm telling you what. There's a mantle and a fire about to fall on you. Say, Jesus, I receive the baptism with tongues and fire. I got it. Jesus. Open your mouth and speak. That's it. Now, not in English. Let it come up out of your belly. Now. Rano na kaya tara kariyate ni na ka
Let the Holy Ghost pray. Now, ooh, yes, Nikki. Rana, take my glasses. Mama, day, ha. Woo, Eyama, Eyama, Eyama. Woo.
Now lift your hand and pray in tongues, baby.
And again shall be heard in this place the voice of gladness, the voice of joy, the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride. The pitter patter of little feet. I hear the Lord say, they gave you money. They gave you gifts. I give you a baby. Woo! My God! Healing is complete. Everything that the enemy's trying to do is broken. And that little bit of grudge, my precious brother, that's kept you from stepping into the fullness, that little bit of grudge is gone, it's gone, it's gone. You're free. And I'm telling you, you thought God was good. You're going to know God is good. At 3 a.m. in the morning, when you're changing diapers, you're going to know God is good. Anybody need healing in this place? Lift your hand up and say, Lord, that's me. I want it. You can love me, Lord. You can love me. You can love me. Yeah. Two other ladies. Miscarriages. If that's you, God's going to heal you. Come on. Don't hide. Don't hide. We'll turn the mic off. I don't care. I'll make everybody turn around. I don't care, but be free. Be free. Anybody else having difficulties? Anybody else having reproductive problems? Problems, I'm just, please forgive me, in the flow of life, I'll put it that way. Anybody, come now. Because when we shift, we're going to shift. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so blessed. You know, God sent me here so I could watch him baptize this girl in the Holy Ghost. And God sent me here so I can say, hey, listen. If it's a girl, you can name her Travina. It'll be fine. Hallelujah. God's got your number. Lift your hand up, my precious sister. I love you. When I think of White Oak, I see two faces. Bishop Jr., and I see yours. Whew. Close your eyes. If not, they're going to cry out of your head. The fire, the love. Somebody get her a tissue. Father, bless. Bless. Here it is, sis. It's open. I hear God opening windows. I see windows and curtains moving. The breath of God, the wind of the Holy Spirit flowing again. The wind of the Holy Spirit flowing again. Come on, pray in tongues. Let it go. That's it. Here it is. Yeah. Yeah. The windows are open, sister. Some spiritually dull air is being blown out. The stillness. You know, God doesn't like still air. He likes flowing air. Even when he's standing still, he's hovering. Thank you, Jesus. God wants to show life. Can you guys do me a favor? You mind? I ain't gonna embarrass you. I'll embarrass my family, but not you. I want you to join hands, okay? You love the Lord? You love the Lord? Y'all sung something else. When you were singing, you began to step into a place where it wasn't just trying to sing good. And out of your belly started to come a voice that was not quite you, but it was you. God is going to open you up. And when he opens you up, he's going to pour himself in you. There's some things that tug at you that are easy to get lost in. And you feel when you're getting ready to go off the road a little bit. And God's pulling you, but you're struggling. Am I saying anything? God says this. If you will ask me to, I will fill you. And you'll be just like that lady up there. Used of God. You want that today? Can God baptize you in the Holy Spirit? You speak in tongues? Well, you need to. What are you, weird? You want to be weird for Jesus? If tongues are of God, will you take it? Yeah? All right, close your eyes. I'll stay over here. Keep holding hands. Lift your other hand up and say, Jesus, baptize us in the Holy Ghost and fire with evidence of speaking in new tongues. I want to talk to you, spirit to spirit, in Jesus' name. Father, now I ask you to, Jesus is the only one that baptizes in the Holy Spirit. Jesus, baptize them. Baptada ko rakada. Now let it go. Speak. 1, 2, 3. Just let it out. That's it. That's it. But it seems so natural. A little louder. Can we sing? Can we sing together? Come on, you're going to hold a note. I'm not. You ready? Something kind of flowing up out of here. I see him on over you. Now, do you guys promise me that when you talk and when you share and before you sing, you will pray in the Holy Spirit just like that? Can you stand to your feet? Hold hands. Lift the other hand. Close your eyes. Pray in the Holy Ghost. That's it. Not in English, but in the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, fill this vessel. Fill these worshipers. Fill them, Lord. Fill them. But out of your belly will flow rivers and rivers of living water. Where's keep praying just for a little bit. Hallelujah. You love the Lord? Yeah? You're my friend. Can I give you five? You love the Lord? You sure? How about you? You love the Lord? What's his name? What's his name? Jesus? Is he your Lord? Who is Jesus to you? Hold on up there for a second. Who is Jesus to you, brother? Who
Who is he? Can I pray for you? Come on out here. God loves you, man. Will you, do you mind? Do you mind? Can you come on out here? I'm going to ask God to do something. I'm going to ask him to give you eyes and ears in the spirit. You want that? Amen. And then I'm going to, can I have my friend pray for you? Is that all right? Am I embarrassing you? Is this all right? You know these people love you, right? Are you from this house? Mm-hmm. It's time for you to come up out of a pit. It's a dark place, but God wants to give you light. Are you ready for that? You know what? Real men love Jesus. There's no other way around it. It's not cool. It's truth. So I'm going to pray for you. What's your name, brother?
Avery.
I like that name. That's nice. Can I lay my hand on you? All right. You won't have a baby. I promise. Amen. Father, we pray for Avery. Paul, come over here, bro. We pray right now in Jesus' name that his heart would be open to not only receive you, but receive how much you love him. That everything that the enemy has meant for bad, you would break its power, and that you would deliver him like Joseph from the pit and from Potiphar's house, and that you would free him from the enemy's cage and prison, and that you would set him at your right hand, and that you would bring him to a place of deliverance from the darkness and into the light of the truth. Put him in the house of the king. Father, I ask you to open his eyes and open his ears to the truth. Satan, I break your assignment. I break it, I break it, I break it by the blood of Jesus of Nazareth. He will live and not die. All darkness, leave. In Jesus' name. Do you believe Jesus loves you? Let me ask you, is Jesus your Lord?
Is
my
Lord.
I believe it. God bless you, man. Hey, this guy's name is Paul. Can he pray for you? Mm-hmm. Is that all right? He might take you over there, might just set you down, whatever. Is that all right? All right. Are you my friend or are you mad? You mad? Are you sure? Because mm-hmm. If you're mad, I'll hug you. Bless you, my friend. Paul, if you'll minister to him. Anybody else need prayer for healing? We want to pray and then we need to go eat. My wife is going to stand in the gap for my daughter, Cassandra. Jess, come stand by Barb, please. My oldest daughter's married, and she's not, things are not in order. So I believe that you reap what you sow. And God sent me here so he could deliver some babies. Wouldn't that be a great? I'll bring him to see you. Father, stretch your hands forward today. Please, agree with my wife and I. Jess, feel free to lay hands. Yeah. Come on. Lay your hand right there, baby. Oh. What can I pray, Lord, but just do what you're going to do? I believe my daughter is healed. I believe because you love my daughter that she is no longer out of sorts. She's not barren. She's not untimely. But in due season, she will conceive and bring forth. Conceive and bring forth. And for my niece that just suffered a miscarriage, I speak Jesus. Jesus. Love her. Lord, the way you want to. And we love you for it. In Jesus' name, Father. Whew. Glory to God. Whew. Sisters Rowe, prophetess, I'm telling you the glory of God. God said, I'm going to not only unlock things, I'm going to reveal things. Not only am I going to reveal things, I'm going to reward things. Reward, reward, go join hands right quick. Reward, reward. Oh, everybody on this row right here, join hands, join hands, join hands, join hands, join hands, join hands. Father, reward, 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 reward. Woo! Yay! I'm going to reward you with souls, saith the Lord. I'm going to bring in that child's child. I'm going to bring in the door that you thought was shut. I am going to cause them to open it and walk back into the right place with me, saith God. Woo! Oh, prophetess, I don't know where you minister. I don't know what man has told you. I don't know what door they shut on you. But God said not only one door, not only three doors. I see 10 doors. You're going to begin to travel. You're going to begin to minister. People are going to begin to notice you and see that God's going to use you. But I hear the Lord say, tell her not to be like them, because I'm not sending her to be like them. I'm sending her to teach them to be like me. And these men are going to sit in pulpits and gnash their teeth as you deliver truth to their people. Woo! Jesus! Is that God or not God? Waiting on God a moment. You the young lady that was always with Jess? Are you? Your sister? Is your sister still around? She here? Not today. She here? Here, you know what I mean? She's still around. I figured you put that big foot of yours. God's about to bless your family. I'm telling you, sis, I see it all over you. God's going to. There are promises that he gave you. You've been walking with the Lord since teenage years. And there are some things you thought, I've gotten too old, God's forgotten about it. But God said, I'm not only going to unlock, I'm going to reveal some things you put in your diary toward me. I'm going to show you what they look like in real life. Now, does that mean anything to you? Do you journal or diary, or did you as a younger lady? Always, always. My God. And you need a healing yourself. You want to receive a healing? Let's touch and agree. Oh, God. I want to see what to do because, see, I learned not to lay hands because God might want you to spit in their eye. I don't know. We love anointing services. Have we ever had a spitting service? Anybody ever had? I spit all the time on the front row. God is a holy God. And I hear the Lord say, I will not let her come to me with unfulfilled promises. Everything that's life-threatening, everything that has been long-term, and they said, well, might be this or might be that, scares, almost like, oh, is this the problem? Is this the problem? And you just fought it off in faith, fought it off in faith. And in some things, you're still standing, but God said, I want her healed. Oh, God, break every yoke in this body. Quicken it.
Jesus, you may love her. Woo! God is good. I see some things medically. I don't want to fish, so I'm just going to say these things. And you need them to sign off that things are done. You need them to unlock the pen and say, this is finished. And I'm telling you, it is finished. God's going to uncork the pen, and that doctor is going to say, done. These things are done. I don't know what it is. But let me ask you, and you know you can embarrass me, because if you don't, I will. My brother, did you get something from God? Yeah? You my friend too. God bless you, my friend. Father, bless him. In Jesus' name. You baptizing the Holy Ghost, girls? Jesus' name. Lord have mercy. We won't pray for you right now. We've got the baby. God bless you. That's beautiful. Is that yours? That's your nephew. She's quick to say, no. I give this one back. That one's yours. No, he's gone. He's gone. He's out in the Holy Ghost. He's snoring in tongues. All right, folks. See, I brought Paul here to teach him. He thought I went long in our church. Well, listen, folks, let's just give God all the praise, because Lord, we love you. I ask you that this year of revealed love would bring signs and wonders and freedom, not only to White Oak, but White Oak has been called to minister to these 60 kids, boys and girls, from hurting, broken homes, troubles. ADD will be broken in this place in Jesus' name. I'm telling you that by the Lord. ADD will be broken in this place in Jesus' name. I see boats that are on the water. I'm telling you what I see. I see like paper boats on the water, and they're going in all these directions. But I see God using you, Pastor, bringing a breeze, and they're all going to start going in. I'm telling you, this will be a house. You think there's a lot of mamas in this place. This will be a house of generations. Somebody write something down. This is a house of generations. Are you with me? This is a house of generations, and no longer is this a Sunday morning house, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Those generations that come in this door will be touched by the glory that you allow in this house on Sundays. So don't you be religious. Don't you be all form and fashion. You walk in the power of his resurrection. You let God love you, and invite me back sometime. Generations.
Once again, all of us here at White Oak, thank you for listening. God bless.